Welcome to the JRD Hogcast, your Razorback podcast for fans by fans. Here's your host, Dylan Lee, joined, as always, with his co-host, Jordan Russell, and their producer, Luke Griggs.
How's it going, Jordan?
We need to get you through this, man.
It's going to be a little difficult. We're just going to start off with the disclaimer. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing right now and are up 14-0 last I checked, which was, like, just now. So
surprising, yeah.
So things might happen. Jordan might have to carry a little bit of these.
Rocking the Jaguars shirt during a recording of a Razorback podcast.
Yes.
How dare thee.
There's always Razorbacks, so let's not forget that. So, but
I have a huge game this weekend, man.
Huge, in the aspect of the spread.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
21 points, but hey, we get to see how this team does after a win.
That's true.
So, that's all we can ask for, right?
I'm gonna jump right into it.
All right, let's go.
Score prediction.
Oh. That kind of jump right back in.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what do you think? Let's have some fun with this.
Jeez. 41-17.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You think it's going to get weird?
I think it's going to get real weird. Hell, we put 55 up on Colorado State, and they're leaps and bounds better than this team. Yeah. Is that because we're done at half and we get a little get to see a little John Stephen Jones?
Who do we see first?
KJ Jefferson.
Do we see KJ Jefferson first?
God, I want to see KJ. Hey, it'll be John Stephen first.
Yeah, it'd be John Stephen. What if we both
so
of them
41,
at the same time?
41. Ooh, touche. 41-17 is what you got.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the same, you know, defense is hurting.
Defense. It is hurting.
In a game like this.
I know little. And when I say little, that's kind of a exaggeration of how much I know about San Jose State.
Yeah, exactly.
I know they haven't put up points. I'm going to go 58-20.
Oh, yeah. So you got them putting up more points than I do. Defense hurting for us. A game like this is definitely one that if Bumperpool and Hayden Henry are anywhere close to question marks, they stay question marks on the sideline.
Yep.
And they don't see the field. And that's just because we got to beat Texas A&M.
Well, I don't want to overlook a game in the state that the Razorbacks are in, but
I think we can now, though, a little bit.
Offensively, we definitely can. I agree with you on the – I mean, if they ain't ready, they ain't ready.
And Nick Starkle, well, you know, we've gone over it and everything, but he gives us so much swagger. It's crazy. His interviews are great. They talked about, like, why he transferred over there. There's a nice little clip that the U of A did,
yep,
and they're really getting behind him as well. And
Clary throwing a little shade at him. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
On the Twitter world, saying he looked goofy as hell in that hat. The little
safari hat. Yeah. So that's what they're worried about. The guy that wears Justin Bieber under his pad, they're worried about his hat.
Worried about a hat.
Come on, yeah, man.
But you're right. It's we talked about it. He just brings something different right now. Producer wants to throw his hat in the ring here at 45-7 Arkansas. He has a lot of faith in that defense.
Yeah. He balances me out, and that's saying something. So. Yeah.
But I think we're going to carry a lot of momentum after last week, and I don't mean that in we're fixing to start a win streak type momentum, but it's just – like you said, we can now. We can kind of overlook a game like this in the aspect of we can manage it, get the time on the field that we need for people, get the time off the field that we need for people, and get ready for the SEC gauntlet that's just around the corner.
That it is.
I hope we get out of there with zero injuries. I hope the starting 11 on both sides don't have to see much time past the third quarter. You know, I'd say in a perfect world, we do a drive or two on offense and defense and get those guys out. I need your focus here. Okay.
Hey, don't point out every time I look over to the TV.
Oh, it's happening.
I can hear
it's
you. Happening. I can hear
embarrassed
you.
You are.
You've been waiting on that one.
I have.
A few things that probably to keep in mind is, one, the weather, because it does look like some rain's coming in, as it's soggy already here in northwest Arkansas. Looks like it'll continue in the next few days. So, more Rakeem Boyd. That's all that means. We might
And Whaley, too.
Yeah, Whaley, too. Might have a Spivey sighting. Maybe a Hudson Henry sighting. Oh, yeah.
It'd be exciting to see a little bit of KJ, a little bit of Hudson happening.
That's a little glimpse into the future. Don't need it right now.
Future. Isn't that weird to say?
Yeah, we don't need it right now.
That is defensively, though.
Although the hate for the rest of the tight ends. I think O'Grady, he's solidified himself as a legend.
Yeah,
with one play, that's fine.
That's all
but
you mean.
The Harrells and the Gunters of the world that want to drop passes and get crucified for them, but move on.
I don't like the way you worded that because it made you sound like an asshole.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. I know that's not what you meant, but
I don't do it. It's the a level.
Hey,
focus.
Defensively though, what
to
do you?
Happy here.
Oh, you're good, man. As long as Jaguars. Oh, it is a Jaguar, so.
All right, look. Move on. Razorback podcast. Come on now.
Yeah. What do you want to see out of the defense though in a game like this? What they haven't put up more than 18 points yet.
Well, we got to keep going with the talking point. I mean, we really haven't played too many scary teams, at all.
Right.
So if we're gonna sit there and run the stat with leading turnover wise and defensive touchdowns and all that garbage. Keep that going. So
not garbage.
No,
just
right now, it shouldn't be a talking point. Let it balance out and see where we're at in the middle of conference play.
It is hilarious that we are tied first in the nation with, was it touchdowns? Defensive touchdowns?
Yeah, I think it's defense.
That is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Like, woo, that Arkansas team down there must have a good day.
No.
Okay. No. I see what's happening there.
All we got to do is inside zone off the A.
Yeah, calm down.
I'm just saying.
I said 58 to 20. That's kind of embarrassing. They don't need to get more than 10.
It really. Yeah.
I was just looking back here. Like I said, they haven't put up more than 18, and they've played Northern Colorado and Tulsa.
Well, we could definitely be looking at a goose egg. Should look at a goose egg.
We should be looking at a goose egg.
At least through the first half.
Yeah, because kind of going off what we're saying, that means second, third teams making an appearance, and whatever happens.
This is weird talk. We don't know what we're just so out of our element right now, and we're talking like this is a cupcake team, and
we're not used to that.
We still have to be there, but we have an offense. That's why we can talk like this. Like the last game and a half should show you. What should have been happening,
right from week one?
Yeah, we should definitely be 3-0.
Well, we're fixing to be 3-1. Then we can start that trophy adventure that yours truly, Dylan Lee, has set forth.
Yeah.
For the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, just don't dash my hopes in week four.
Please don't do that.
What, can we wait till the LSU game?
This is weird, man. I don't. It's San Jose State. It is the absolute biggest cupcake on the schedule this year. We're cocky, and I don't. Do you got much else? Is there more in the football world you want to discuss? I mean, there's not a whole lot of preview for this.
There's not much to say, but this is a bad football team we're going against.
That's the beauty of podcasts. We don't have to, if we're on the radio, we have to fill 3 or 4 hours of San Jose talk.
We have to talk them up and break down everything. In case you were wondering, they're the Spartans.
That's a good point there.
Add that to the list of copy and paste mascots. Only one Razorback.
Yep.
But, yeah, there's not much. Currently, we'll touch on it because we've got a spread down the way. So the pick'ems, whatnot, and opening up at a 21. So right now, but when we did this, it was 20.5. So we'll call
something's
it,
happened.
We'll call it 21.
Yeah, we'll call it 21.
I don't like but that.
Well, you went to Salem, so.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, man.
You went to Ozark.
I damn sure did.
Yeah. What's that? Hillbilly Pride, roll deep. I'm just kidding.
Runs deep. Runs deep. You you interviewed their coach, bro. Calm down.
It was a good time. It was a good time watching
went to
them
a
beat
game.
Boonville.
Boonville, Arkansas.
Man, let's talk about that. I don't know if we really touched on it, but, man, it's been a while since I've been to a high school game. And, oh, boy.
I know where this is going.
You knew exactly where I was going. PA announcer for Boonville and calling everybody a nickname. Well, there was Turkey, there was Fridge, there was Hambone. I don't know. Man, basically, it just got me hungry and was ready for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's me all the time. But as such as being a big guy. But obviously, it's been a long time since, you know, you or I either have played in a high school football game, but I do not remember the cliche nickname calling going on back in my day. And I'm sure it was happening, but dude, he was laying it on thick. And if you are the announcer for Boonville and you're listening to this,
appreciate the listen.
You opened up your, you opened yourself up for this. Yeah, it was rough. And the dadgum train horn down there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, right there on the end zone.
There was a lot of stuff. Like, they were a cat of some sort. Fill me in there. They were Bearcat with a train whistle. And then there was something else that didn't make sense with the mascot.
It was the Florida State.
Oh, yeah. They were doing tomahawk and all that.
They were chomping and stuff, yeah.
And I was sitting there, and I was like, this feels like the Auburn of high schools that just doesn't know what they want to be.
Auburn Tiger, War Eagle. Yeah, something
exactly.
Yeah, that's why Ozark folks don't like Boonville. Yep. Simple as that. They're just confusing.
Fair enough. So,
what's good?
Oh, we going straight to it. What's good? Well, Jordan, I'll tell you what's good. I don't know if you saw this, but Iowa State and Iowa were playing each other, and College Game Day went there, and they were having good old time. Signs showing the signs and all that good stuff. Guy holds up a sign that says Bush Light Supply Low, and then had his Venmo and his ID on there. And his whole idea was go get him a six-pack, and the donation, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beer and stuff.
Yeah. They came flowing in. Everybody was trying to get him a Bush Latte, and he got his six-pack, but then he had way more money. So he decided that he was going to donate that to the Iowa Children's Hospital, you know, because they were playing Iowa.
Nice.
And
nice.
They've got the Iowa Children's Hospital. They do the wave, fourth quarter wave there and everything. And so it rolled through, and Venmo ended up matching it, and Bush ended up matching it. And last I checked, it just kept climbing. It was at like 30,000. That was the donation.
Well, I thought, his.
Yeah. So I think it's up to like 60. So,
yeah. Yeah. I saw his disclaimer. I didn't know what Dylan was going to bring up in this segment here. But last I saw, he was at like 36,000 for his own. I did not see, I don't know how I missed it, but I did not see the donation, the matching stuff about that. So that's pretty cool. Look at that. It's like we tweeted this week. Sometimes it's bigger than sports.
And that's kind of what this deal is. That's what's good.
That's what's good. See, I don't have nothing that's good. Because
you are the grumpy man. You're the
grumpy
man.
Grumpy guy. So. I am. So hit me with your best shot.
What? You which one you want? Oh, man. I don't.
Put him on the spot there.
I'm just going to hit one. I got a 50-50. And you got to roll with it. Ready?
Yeah.
Burning you up.
All right, I'm going to step out.
You know what's happening
right
here?
I got a Jacksonville game to watch, and I don't want to hear nothing about 2-0.
So, Dylan's favorite NFL player.
Oh, man.
Who Come he supports on. Wholeheartedly. Jalen Ramsey. I'm just going to say this. He's a piece of
Come on, Luke. Can we cut him? Come on. Cut the feed.
He's taking the whole – I'm actually – can we change this to just the NFL or the NFL players? They have taken this thing with Antonio Brown, who whined his way out into a little Patriots. Patriots probably had something to do with it. Now all these players are jumping ship, and the Jaguars, for our listeners who don't know, they're terrible. So Jalen Ramsey's just whining his little ass off, like, I don't want to play here no more. I don't want to play. But then he comes out in his interview. Yeah. Then he comes out in his interview, he's like, I'm going to be the best teammate I can be. Like, what?
While he is here, he made it very clear. While he was at Jacksonville, he's going to be the best teammate that he can right
his
now.
His little whiny butts up there on a stage or whatever, just talking to everybody, just dogging the organization left and right.
He said multiple times that he had nothing bad to say about anyone in the building or the organization. He wants to play with his dogs, and he just wants to leap and win.
He's going to ESPN right now. ESPN just dropped something right now saying some disrespectful things were said, and he wants it. That's why he wants out.
Okay.
His feelings got hurt, Dylan. His little feelings, oh. Is your little baby going to be okay?
Oh, jeez. Cut that out. That's a soundbite that we're going to be using later. Mark it. I want to have that on the board. His little feelers got hurt because it's probably going to happen again. And look, let's go with the other one that you had. Man, you're dropping soundbites.
No, so, the other one was Twitter dirt.
Well, no, the embarrassed I am. I want to clip that one out. We're going to do that one. And his little feelers got hurt. Put them on some T-shirts. Something. Jeez.
Hey, we can get it all on there. But, hey, seriously, sit your butt down for a second. Let's have a conversation.
You're going to try to make – okay.
Are you – just right. So everybody knows, he didn't sit down. He doesn't do what I tell him to. But thanks for sitting down. What do you feel about the Jalen Ramsey crap? Because I know you were a Ramsey hardcore fan, but then each year he's getting bolder and louder. And last I heard from you, you're like, all right, this is getting a little tough for me. Where are you at right now?
He's tested me, obviously. Love the pick from the get-go. As soon as we drafted him, it was the right guy, right time. He's an all-pro corner, and people just straight up don't throw to him for a reason. And he's the best player on the Jacksonville Jaguars. However, if that's what he wants to do, get everything you can out of him. They're trying to get another game out of him, trying to get a win with him. And if we can get some picks, that whole deal, if that's the route, as long as he will suit up and play, freaking let him play. Other than that.
What about the NFL culture as a whole? Minka, AB, Jalen, all these people, like, we ain't winning, I don't want to be here.
Right.
Well, what about that? Where are you at with that? Like I said, I'm kind of rolling Jalen and...
See, yeah, it's completely different things. The problem I have with the Jalen deal is if he truly would, you know, buy in, I don't think the Jaguars are too far off. I think they're, you know, getting some right things. They have some weapons on offense.
2 years removed from an AFC championship game.
Minshew is looking serviceable as a first-year backup.
that's a good word right there. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, porno Bob.
Okay. You know, Fournette, he's got another burst, but he's having some problems in between the tackles. I'm not here to break down.
Yeah, we don't need to break. I'm just saying.
But, do you want to play for the Dolphins? Let's move on to the Minka side of things.
It doesn't matter.
Keep in mind,
you signed a contract.
Saban, he called out Minka for quitting on his team. So,
good. That's my point. It doesn't matter what team you're on. If you get drafted, I mean, Eli Manning almost set a precedent years and years ago with that crap. Mm-hmm. But you signed a contract. You, like, we were talking about this the other day. You know what you're getting into in the preseason stuff. When you're going through mini camps and OTAs and all that, you know what you're getting into. Help your team get better. Don't bail on them.
Right.
And the NFL is allowing this crap to happen.
So, the thing with Minka and Jalen, them aside, I don't think they requested trades, obviously. That's been aired out. But right now, Jalen's playing for the Jaguars. He very well could have done Antonio Brown type things and not shown up and taken mm-hmm. the fines and done it that way. But he's at least with the team right now. So that
how
all
do you
aside,
as a teammate feel about that, though? Like, this guy, he's trying to bail after tonight.
Well, if we're talking about the NFL as a society or culture or however you mm-hmm. want to put that, it's, you know, grabbing the bag and all that. And he's probably got most of the support from his teammates, completely honest.
Mm.
So he does rub plenty of people the wrong way, but you obviously included. But he's probably a really cool dude to hang out with. Like, he's probably great in that locker room. Come up to it. I mean, he has said some dumb stuff and whatnot, but corners talk nonstop. He just doesn't talk. He talks inside the lines and outside the lines. He doesn't just leave it on the field. That's just who he is.
As your BFF, this is painful for me.
I know.
This is...
You've made me kind of jam into a defend angle.
I know.
And
it's awful. I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
But if you go from college up, college with this transfer portal, or as we call it, the NCAA free agency, NFL players, it's freaking week two, going into week three, and they're bailing on team. I mean, it's just the whole daggum sports culture in general.
Right.
It's just a bunch of quitters. You're never going to get another Patriot-type team. You're never going to get another Alabama-type team if this way of going about sports is continuously allowed. And it sucks. It sucks as a fan. I mean, we're seeing, you know, in the NFL, you're seeing the kneel crap taking over. You're seeing these players leaving. You're seeing these coaches getting into it with players because the players don't want to listen. They don't want to be coached. I mean, it sucks. I mean, you want to turn on the NFL Network, if you have it, and just see replays and highlights and dudes balling out, you know, stuff like that, stuff like the guy donating to Iowa, you know, in college and stuff. But now anymore, it's just drama, 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 and it's getting old.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where the sports media is. That's how it gets views, and they have to, you know, the storylines are naturally there. I mean, we're obviously talking about it because we see it on ESPN. We see it on the NFL Network, if you have it.
Mm.
So, you're putting me in a tough spot.
You hurt my feelings tonight.
I'm not.
I will
never bash the dude's talent. He's got all the talent in the
difference.
World.
I'm not bashing Antonio Brown's either, but he's a piece of crap.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like those are different deals. Mika and Jalen are completely different.
I think it's the same exact thing. He just went about it in a different angle.
No one is saying he requested a trade. No one has to actually grant that request. So, basically, I'm hoping it won't happen because he will probably be traded by the end of next week. But
well, if they win tonight, he'll stay. And then they lose next week, he'll want to trade again.
That's not how it's going to be because, you know, apparently he got his feelings hurt. So,
Steelers.
When you have that, if he's still a Jaguar, he's still a Jaguar. But, you know, I'm hoping that Tom Coughlin will kind of, you know, he's old school, put his foot down. If you want to play, you're going to play for the Jaguars because that's what your contract is. If you want to bounce and take the penalties, go ahead and do that.
And keep in mind, this is coming from a Cowboys fan who just had the best running back in the NFL. Why, and he got his way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like that either. He had 2 years left on that contract. When did contracts lose their worth?
The CPA or CBA, whatever. That's when they lost it. Yeah. You know, unions and stuff, when they get into it and they decide
when
that...
When they're actually on your side, yeah.
When they decide that based on a number, that's how much you are worth because you were drafted at that. I feel like a baseline's needed, but these guys definitely should be able to go out and negotiate their own contracts. Multi-year if they want to. If they go to a team where they think it's a great fit, they want to sign a 6-year, 7-year deal, and the team's dumb enough to do that on a rookie, then more power to them. If they want to sign a rookie to a 1-year deal and the rookie's okay with it, that's his decision. And there's too many guarantees and all that stuff because of this. And there's going to be a new one. There's going to be a strike next year, so...
Right. This is why Nick Saban is a legend. He says, I want to schedule 12 Power 5 games a week, right? This is why that needs to happen, because people that do what we do don't have to talk about the NFL on a preview show for a Razorback football game.
Well, you think about folks that or made it to the NFL. They were the dude. They were the guy all the way from high school, most likely. Mm-hmm. I mean,
most of them, yeah.
There's kids that are freaking Bo Nix. Is that Auburn's?
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't been sacked for 12 years or something. I'm being sarcastic, but
sort of. It was since junior high or some crap.
Yeah,
I mean.
You know, he's a true freshman playing for Auburn, and he got tackled in the SEC, and that was the first time. That was the first time he was sacked. That's crazy. But I'm also saying that because, you know, depending on where they're at, how it is, and there's a fine line, because even in high school, you have people jumping districts and going to different schools to try to better align themselves. Some can make an argument for even our head coach's son. Like, if the head coach is living in Fayetteville, why is he in Dallas? You know, why isn't he up in Fayetteville competing and playing for Casey Dick? So,
yeah, that one's a weird one. Why'd you bring that up?
So,
that's weird. Because they still live there, right?
Paula does, yeah, I believe.
Yeah.
Mrs. Moore.
So, that one's weird. I didn't like that one, but I get what you're saying.
But, you know, I was just kind of bringing it in retrospect and bringing it back to Arkansas. But you have that all the way from the high school level. You got guys that win all the way to the college level, especially if they went the route of Alabama, like Mika. Mm-hmm. Mika, dude, you went to the Dolphins. Like,
so the Mika thing, though, as far as he went to the Dolphins, he got drafted there. So that one, I still don't agree with it whatsoever, but that one, he got drafted there, has not signed any. Jalen signed an extension, though.
No, he didn't.
No?
No.
No, he's still a piece of shit. I don't care.
He got drafted there. Now,
how long has Jalen been there? Like 4 years?
He's on his team option.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Minkin's been there for like 2 years. It's still, he signed a contract. They signed contracts.
Oh, yes. We understand that. You've said it multiple times.
Contracts.
Contracts matter. All right.
No, I don't. Not even a little bit. Anyway, I kind of brought something up on accident, but let's talk about it anyway. What do you think about the Power 5 only games?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right? But it's going to be tough for these other schools. Some of these schools, the budget that they get to go out there and, you know, the almost $1 million, some over $1 million. I believe some of these cupcake teams even got close to $2 million.
I just saw Washington State paid Arkansas State, or Washington paid Arkansas State 1.3.
Yeah, so that is probably their whole football budget for that year in terms of operational travel, that kind of stuff. So the cupcake teams rely on that. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where it's nice in retrospect, but spread the wealth kind of deal.
There's got to be something. I mean, it'll never happen, but at least make it 10, you know? Our producer here saying he would pay them and still not play them. The cupcakes. Oh, Luther coming in strong. You can at least cut out. We're playing four.
I think they're.
Is Colorado State the only? No, I guess Western Kentucky is D1 too, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe reserve a slot. If you say that, I know you don't know for sure, but if it is.
And also keep in mind, like on this schedule we had, who would have been this year would have been Michigan this year.
Well, talk about feelers getting hurt. Do we need to bring up that dude? No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we're good.
No, but we were talking about this the other day with our buddy. We're Arkansas fans wanting more Power 5 games. So it's not just a. Because he has this notion that the SEC is just weak sauce when it comes to.
That's a go-to argument for anyone outside the SEC is the fact that, oh, you guys play three cupcakes and you walk your way into bowl eligibility, and that's why you have so many teams, yada, yada, yada.
But right.
It's not so much the records that I think SEC fans go for. Let me be completely honest on this deal, where I'm not an SEC fan. I'm a football fan, but ultimately I'm an Arkansas fan. If I see good football, I think I see good football. That's where it's at. And unfortunately, Arkansas, it hasn't been good football, but we're getting there.
We're getting there.
But, you know, there's plenty of guys that I enjoy watching, and then there's some teams that, like, one that probably irritates me the most when it comes to schedule and conference and all that kind of talk is Notre Dame. But we can touch on that a little bit later.
We'll talk about them come college football playoffs.
Yeah, when they're one and done. Eh, so.
But speaking of good games, good football, got some pick'ems.
We do have some pick'ems. We got some spreads.
You wanna lead the charge on that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know.
And you go first this time.
I gotta go firsties, huh?
Yes, you do.
Well, we will
cramping my style over here.
We will start with Arkansas, who we haven't really touched on this. 6:30 kick. All right, doesn't
for
really
San Jose State.
For San Jose State. I don't know why, but we'll take it. Play under
heck
some
yeah,
lights.
We'll definitely take it.
Play under some lights. See how, you know, let's go. They're going to get a little loose in Hogtown before the game, and it's going to continue after the game.
No one has to feel bad because it's not noon yet. I mean, yeah. Everybody will be happy.
Exactly. And it's not going to be like 100 degrees. So.
Thank God.
It's going to be wet and rainy.
Best of both worlds.
It's going to – I'm not saying that on air.
No, we're not saying that.
It's going to be pretty sad because, you know, it's primetime game, SEC network, not SEC alternate, plus three, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to show that east side, camera side, and it's not going to be full. So let's go ahead and send the tweets out now. Man, the crowd looks terrible. All right, cool, we're done. Like – have you heard this? Like, people are saying, oh, yeah, we're going to, you know, we're gonna pack and all that kind of... No, you're not going to show up to San Jose State games.
You don't think so?
It doesn't matter what time, because no matter what, they're whining. So when they, you know, we're prepping for this game, we're getting ready for San Jose State, but it seemed like what was big on the media rotation, or sports talk-wise, was the 11 o'clock kick tomorrow, or next week. So, can't win for losing.
Oh, for, like, yeah.
Granted, that probably would be more worthy of a.
Oh, absolutely. Kick, especially by then. We're going to be 3-1, bro.
Here's the deal. You kick their ass at 11, you kick their ass at 6. It doesn't matter. Just kick their ass.
As long as the ass is getting kicked, we're good.
Yep. AM, so PM, anyway. It don't matter. Anyway, all that
back to
say.
To spreads, Mr. Rant.
We're 21 points favorite against the San Jose State Spartans.
Yeah.
And Arkansas covers.
Yes, Arkansas covers. And now let's get to the good stuff.
All right, so you
got you picked some good ones.
Yeah, I did. Well, there was definitely a lot better games, and yeah. It's you know, OU. Side note, I made this joke earlier in the week. It's facing their toughest opponent this week, themselves. So
hashtag bye week.
Yep, exactly. So we'll go to the top here: Michigan versus Wisconsin. Michigan's 11th in the country. Wisconsin's 13th.
11 a.m. kick. My God.
11 a.m. kick. Yep. If you didn't notice here, like, for the most part, you can watch all these games.
Yep.
So, the 11 o'clock kick, 3.5-point favorite Wisconsin's way.
I have to let you go first.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it. And we're going to be the same here because Wisconsin's going to cover.
Okay. Yes, Wisconsin's covering. Here it starts. This is my decline.
Yep.
Because Michigan, can we talk about them for just a half second?
Whatever, man.
When are they going to get rid of Harbaugh? Like, dude cannot deliver. And I don't care. I don't like Michigan. I don't guess I hate Michigan, but they're terrible. All this 11 beside their name right now is strictly hype.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're ranked number 11 right now because of Desmond Howard. From, like, back in the 90s. So
just keep it going.
Yeah.
Well, we got another one. We're going to have this exact same rant in two picks, so
yeah,
hold
yeah,
on to will. That.
Sorry.
All right. Let's move on to the 2:30 game on CBS. It's going to be Auburn, number 8 Auburn, versus Texas A&M. And Texas A&M is a 3.5 point favorite because it's at Kyle Field.
Yes, it is.
Is this the Jimbo effect? Tough. I mean, we're right here. Are we? You said tough. Oh, never mind.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Auburn.
But what are you? What's the Jimbo effect? The ranking?
Well, you got the 17th, like the 17th ranked team in the country against the 8th ranked team in the country, who has looked really good. And yeah, they have. Are they just waiting for either Gus to do something, or are they just really hot? Because I am nowhere close on Jimbo. So
I do not believe in Jimbo whatsoever. You took Auburn?
Yeah.
Man,
he's like, I'm going to have to separate this eventually because this whole us on the same isn't working. I started out 100%. Then I went 50 because Dillman picked the same as me. Yeah, I'm inside That's your at, head.
Yeah, you are. That's at A&M. I'm taking A&M.
Oh, he had to be different. Let's go on.
I hate A&M because of Jimbo bad.
This is definitely one that I'm going to keep an eye on because we play Texas A&M next week. And
dude, we're so busy at work. We have to work on Saturday. We might miss some of this. We are swamped at work right now.
Sorry, Cat.
100%.
Yeah.
I hope somebody's listening and fixes that. But anyway. yeah. Anyway, so you took Auburn. I took A&M. This is where we separate. Let's go.
All right. So here it is, Rant Central for him. He'll rant number two. Notre Dame versus Georgia. 14-point favorite Georgia's way.
At Georgia. There's no way in hell I'm picking Notre Dame.
It's very close on the Texas side for me, which we'll get to that too.
Wait, what?
I can't pick Notre Dame. I just cannot do it.
You can't do it?
I can't do it.
So how much did Georgia have to pay Notre Dame to balls up and go play them?
That's a good point. I'm surprised.
Notre Dame didn't pick that.
Last I checked, Georgia isn't an ACC school. So
That is what's surprising me more than anything. And this is a 7 o'clock.
Hang on. I gotta back this up because I feel like people are going to be like, did he just say that? Yes, I did just say that. I do know that Georgia is an SEC team, first off. Secondly, Notre Dame, like, cherry picks their ACC opponents that they have to be playing, and they are ACC in every sport besides football. They're still independent, but we play ACC teams. That's called being in a conference. Just grab your balls and play in the freaking conference.
Right. This is what ticks me off, too, is this is a 7 p.m. kick on CBS because of Georgia's going to destroy them.
Yeah. They're.
But it's Notre Dame. As our producer says, they are still riding that Lou Holtz high. What was that clip of him? By God, I need you to – Lou Holtz is special. But there's got to be a better game for the 7 o'clock slate. But anyway, moving on. We both took Georgia.
Yep. And next up, we got the Big 12 Premier or whatever. Big matchup out of the Big 12. Oklahoma State
Premier
versus,
is the word you were looking for.
Yeah,
there.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's Texas. Oklahoma versus Texas. 6-point favorite Texas. Oklahoma State wins. Not covers.
Wins.
Gundy. He's a man. He's 40. He going to win.
He's 40 and that mullet's 50. How does that work?
I don't know. Old Tom Herman going to get bent over by the old mullet and... got him.
He did it. dude, listen to me. My football brain and my personal just they don't get along often.
Oh, I let it cloud all the time. My judgment is so clouded.
That's why
I can't see burnt orange.
I gotta take Texas.
All right, so for JRD Hogcast, I'm just kidding. I just, come on, man.
I have to, man. I can't just, I've got to.
Have you watched Oklahoma State? I mean, I'm not.
But it's at Texas, though. Like, to me, on these pick'ems, a lot of it matters as far as spreads go with where they're at.
Okay, so it's a 6-point Texas away, which means pretty much a push.
In this scenario, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I'll give you one more. You want to? Is that your final answer?
One more what?
I mean, you can switch it. You didn't
I'm
lock
not
it
switching
in.
Switching it. You're still it's gonna, locked in.
Garbage.
That's your fault, not mine.
What? How's that my fault?
Everything's your fault.
Fair enough.
I've got another rant to go on. Let's go.
All right. What did Jaylen do?
What did Jay? This is the day I have not been upset on this in a while, right? At least three episodes. I mean, for real, it's been you. You've kind of been the attitude guy lately.
I don't know where you're going with this. I have been rainbows, man. Rainbows and unicorns.
No.
Okay.
You've been a little salty lately.
A little bit.
A little bit salty.
I'm excited. I love football. I just love it, man.
No, yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, this is what we're doing this for, is because of football.
Mm-hmm.
We get on here and just act like we know what we're talking about. Half the time we don't. People listen. They enjoy it. We're all good.
BD Dubs, we appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. even after getting scolded last weekend a little bit on the text.
Oh, yes. Yes. Andy from Memphis, yes.
Andy had a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
During that game.
We will let you have those, and we won't talk about those because it was definitely back and forth.
And just saying, buddy, I hope you're okay. Whiplash had to have happened during that day. But did you see this Kentucky stuff?
Kentucky stuff. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. You want me to hit it?
Yep. All right.
Twitter dirt.
Cash Daniel.
Yeah.
Linebacker for Kentucky got caught trying to tear old boy's foot off, really, for Florida.
Backup quarterback, because Felipe Franks got injured. And backup quarterback, whose name escapes me right now. But, yeah, end of the pile, stuff happens, but cameras are always watching.
Well, so they were trying to kind of nip it in the bud with the sky angle, the press box angle. And then I think as recently as today, might have been yesterday evening, but a new angle from the sideline, down there. Like, it was almost like they put it there for this instance, and he was trying to break dude's ankle.
He put him in an ankle lock. It was I've seen
and
that
just
back
kept
in
cranking
the
90s. On it. So, yeah, right? So, my dirt is there's absolutely, positively no way he should still be remaining on the team after that.
All right.
There's no room in football for that.
Well, that's kind of funny. I didn't really have a Twitter dirt. I was coming in with nothing, but bringing that up reminds me of the Colorado State. Unfortunately, when Hill went down, and there was a lot of hate from CSU fans with who?
Scuda?
No, it wasn't Scuda. Fouché?
Yeah.
Well, that's because one of their fans is, you know, mediocre with Photoshop and decided to cut out a crucial 2 seconds of that play where he was basically tripped into Hill and wanted to say that it was a dirty hit. Game speed, it probably looks like it's a game, but stuff like that happens. Football's a dangerous sport, but this was nowhere near as intentional as Cash Daniels.
Right.
Straight up, he was stripped by his own guy into Hill's. I mean, unfortunate. And
yeah, I know you well enough to go ahead and say this for you and myself. If Fouché did that on purpose, went for that, out of there.
Yeah.
We don't need that. That's not what we're trying to do. That's not the culture we have here at Arkansas.
He doesn't seem to be like that, you know, be a guy even remotely like that, though.
No, he doesn't. But just in the hypothetical sense here, that, you know, get out. There's no room for that. So, Cash Daniel, I want to say his name one more time because he's just a sorry piece of crap for doing anybody that does that. That's terrible. So, wrap that up. That's my Twitter dirt.
All right. Real quick, give me something about this game Saturday while we close out here.
Oh, yeah, we're playing this weekend.
Yeah, we are playing.
Something statistical-wise or something?
Yeah, just what you feeling about it.
I want first team to be out before the 8-minute mark of the third quarter, both sides.
For JRD Hogcast, I'm Dylan Lee.
Jordan Russell.
Shout out to our producer, Luke Griggs. You can hit us up at JRD Hogcast. You can find us on the web, www.com, JRDHogcast.com. You can hit us up, voicemail, text, 479-308-8605. Until next time, woo, pig, three. Game day comes around, you'll see a little pride on my face, 'cause I got season tickets to the best seats in this place. And when my team takes the field, I won't cut you any slack. I'll be cheering.